The title of my little subject today is White Supremacy, What Does It Mean? My name is Charles Kareem Diggs, 8K7945, Gratiford, PA, Box 244. I'm a Pennsylvania prisoner. I've been in prison 42 years, and I'm still trying to come home. Let me get to the subject. Why are we surprised at the recent discussion about white supremacy? It has always been the heart of America and all its systems. It was founded on white supremacy. If we remember, the Constitution was written in 1776. It was to establish white male supremacy in this country. We were still slaves in 1776. White supremacy is engulfed, codified, and it's instituted in all the laws that govern the courts, the police, prison systems. Remember, we also have in the Constitution 13th Amendment. Slavery is still there. If you violate the law and under due process, duly convicted, you're under slavery under the 13th Amendment. It's never been amended. Many of your state constitutions, they don't have a slave provision in there. When you are arrested, you lose all your legal rights, natural rights, social and political rights. What does that mean? Sounds like slavery to me. And even after you're convicted, you still maintain those same loss of all your rights. You only get what the jailer decides to give you. In recent history, they've allowed us to have attorneys for our appeals, for our trials, and they still have an astronomical conviction rate in this country. And the reason is because it's all lopsided. The rules have already set up for you to be convicted. All the juries are mainly people from the suburbs or people who've never had any contact with the police system. So they believe that all the witnesses, the police, are telling the truth. But don't forget, the federal government already said 10% of the people in this country are innocent. In fact, the 150 years of Jim Crow after slavery, many scholars have said it was definitely worse than slavery. Because what happened, the white males lost the war, the Civil War, and they were angry. They were bitter. And the Reconstruction never really took place in the South, helped the blacks to reconstruct their lives, to begin to make something of a life that they never had. And they had a backlash. They developed something called the Mississippi Plan. It was about terror. They killed most of the black leaders, they burned houses, and they took land from them. And that was a horrible 150 years, and we were labeled to be free. But we suffered more then than we did in slavery. Then they began a law system called the Jim Crow laws. They began to codify it, in other words, make it law that you couldn't do certain things, you couldn't hold certain jobs, you couldn't go certain places. So thereby it was codified in the law and enforced by those state governments. Walking at night, no identification, reckless eyeballing, all those were laws. So what you had and what developed from that was the greatest migration that ever took place in this country. And the black Americans began to migrate to the north and other parts of the country because it was unbearable in the south. So this is the birth of white supremacy. And you have to understand that. Then we will be able to have a real discussion today. Today we're trying to blame our President Trump, blaming other different things that go on. That's not the problem. He was born in white supremacy. His father was born in white supremacy, so they don't know anything else. The real problem is that your institutions, your institutions that run the country are rooted in this white supremacy, white male dominance. And what happens is that you can even put black people in those positions and you're still going to get the same result in most instances. Sure, you'll get some progress, but not enough. And to prove my point is that we're supposed to be more free today than we ever were, but we got 3.5 million people in prison, and blacks make up maybe 65% of the prison population, but black able-bodied males only make up 6% of the country's population as a whole. There's not that many of us. That's number one. So with this massive prison population, you've devastated the entire community. And this is why you have the massive uncontrollable violence in all your major cities and all your particular areas of poverty and high unemployment and school dropout. And it's going to continue that. And it's because we're not getting to the structural, substantial areas that produces these type of antisocial behaviors and problems and mental illnesses that we suffer in the whole society. Suffers it because we're in denial that it even exists. My point is that white supremacy has its roots, and we have to get to the roots of it. If we do that, we can begin to solve many of the problems ourselves, because a lot of it is that we don't understand what's going on inside of our own cells. And so my last part of this exposition is that President Nixon made a statement, and it's well documented, and he said our problem in America is the blacks. And he said the hippies, the war, the people was against the Vietnam War, but mainly it was concentrating on the blacks. And President Bush, the son, he said, Junior said that what makes a great country is that it goes back into its history, its past, and sees its mistakes and corrects it. And so, you know, we have a lot of respect for our presidents, but it seems like when it comes to the part that they have to, where they convey to us that we have to change and grow and develop as a nation, we ignore that. And I would like to add, suggest that we begin to discuss the roots of our problem, and then we'll be able to come together to come up with some serious solutions to how to change it. Because if we don't change the structural, the substantive laws and rules and how the country and how the systems are operating under, there's no progress. We'll continue to be talking and talking. As Dr. King said, we have to change this entire system. And one of the things was poverty. So if we don't change poverty, we're not going to be able to, civil rights and various other achievements, it's not going to mean very much. And I think he hit it on the bullseye. It's very true. So thank you for listening to me this evening. And I hope to pick up on this here again. And I would like to suggest my next exposition is some of the solutions that I think we can begin to develop from the ground up in our communities to deal with what we call white supremacy. Thank you.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.